Let's ask ourselves, who guides our thinking? Who guides our thinking? And then we can ask ourselves, who guides my acting? Who guides my acting? When we were young, our parents taught us how to think. They guided us in how to act. When we became parents, we passed on the same thing, taught our children how to think and how to act, how to behave. And then as we grow, our teachers, our coaches, our mentors, our best friends, our spouses guide our acting. These important people inspire us to do and to be our best. We are here because as followers of Jesus Christ, we come to listen and to learn from Jesus. We come to hear his words, to take them to heart, to live them in love. We are inspired by his actions. We embrace his attitudes. We live by following his example. Listen again and remember the gospel. The rich man comes to Jesus. He gets down on his knees and says, "Teach me, tell me how to get to heaven. Teach me, tell me how to get to heaven." And Jesus says, "You know the way. Keep the commandments. Live them in faith." And the man says to Jesus, "I'm good here, Jesus. I live all the commandments." And then Jesus says, "Okay, so here's what's next. Let go, sacrifice, sell what you have, give to the poor, let go of your wealth, let go of your possessions, change your focus." And the man goes away sad. He goes away with his head down. He could not change. He could not let go. He could not give. He could not sacrifice. So let's ask ourselves, what is my life focus? How interested are we in eternal life? How much am I willing to give? Where do I sacrifice? So let's take a minute to look just at the word focus and to make that word the way it can guide us in how to live and how to love. F, we strive to follow Jesus. O, we live out love with our actions. C, we strive to be active Catholic Christians in word and in deed. U, we are united by the guidance and grace of the Holy Spirit to be our best selves. S, we seek the grace of the sacraments as we strive to be people who serve. Yesterday and for the last several weeks, we've had lots of baptisms. When parents bring their child to the church and to the sacrament of baptism, it's about reminding themselves that they want their focus to be to guide their children to come to know Jesus and at the end of their life to know eternal life. They come and want to make sure their focus is to guide and to teach their child the ways of Jesus. So we today come and remember the end of the gospel because the disciples were amazed. We come and are amazed. Jesus has once again taught them about letting go and letting God, taught them about intentional sacrifice, taught them about embracing the gospel message of love. And so today we are here to pray and to remind ourselves of what our focus is, to seek the promise of eternal life, to keep ourselves living and praying and serving in the Spirit of Jesus. We are seeking to bring his Spirit to the world in love. Amen.